fishing all the time. Baby going fishing too. Hello, Leaf.
How you doing, Deputy Dizzle Dazzle?
Yeah, I'm doing good. It's time for a fish report, and our resident Ichthyodork is here.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Oh, man, you know, I'm having fun. It's that time of the year where things are coming down, shaping up, and just looking oh so pretty. The other day I did a couple half-day trips in one day, which was a sort of long day, but it's been fishing really good, and that day was kind of funny. I put the boat in, and it was gin clear first thing in the morning. I ran the truck down to the middle stop at the Carlton Hole to do the shuttle. Came back 15 minutes later, and the water had gone from gin clear to totally brown. And now I don't know if you remember the thunderstorm we had three nights ago now.
Well, I'll tell you, I was fishing up in Canada.
Oh, that's right. I remember hearing that you actually got out.
I got on
out of town.
Yeah, I got out of town and
fishing for two.
I got on the lake so big it reminded me of a sea.
Okanagan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I missed that little good for you. Thunderstorm.
We'll have to talk about yours before the end of this here.
Okay.
But yeah, it pulsed out about a 2-hour, 3-hour. Section of brown water that was probably about 5-6 miles long, I figured. And like I say, it was gin clear when I splashed the boat out, got back with my first couple of folks, and it was brown. And I thought, oh, God. But it didn't take long, and we were hitting fish, and we hit fish that whole day. First thing in the morning there, my good friends, the first couple, the guy hooked into a really nice cutty, and I looked down at the wife, and she's like, should I pull out of here, you know, because obviously we had to fight it and land it. And I was like, yeah, probably. And she stripped really quick and went to back cast out of there, and boom, got hit by an even bigger fish that had hit for a gentleman a couple days before when I had him out right in the same spot. And so
this is all in the murk?
In the murk, yeah. Huh. The habitual cutties are obviously back, but you know what is happening too is quite often they're going to be about a foot off the bank, about a foot down in the water. So they were, I noticed the muck kind of wanted to stay right in the middle of the flow. So even just right up on the edges, and especially in the back eddies, you'd see a little bit clearer water. And like I say, it wasn't terrible stuff. I think at worst we had 2 foot of viz. Before you knew it, it was 4 foot of viz. And then it slowly started to clear up to where my second trip of the day, you know, it was almost gin clear again, and we were still getting some fish. Perhaps it was even better in the brown part of the morning. So, yeah, you know, look for possible volatile conditions as far as the post-burn scars being exposed to some of these torrential downpours could produce at least a short-lived brown streak. It's not like a blowing out like on the coast for those folks listening of the coast. Like we call the Puget Sound the coast, just so you know.
That's y'all.
So anyway, I went out, hit the Chewuk. That was super fun. Got into a beautiful little resident red band, maybe 16 inches. It was just jumping and having fun and just looking as pretty as that little stream up there is, too.
Cool.
And it's in prime shape. It's in perfect shape right now to be floating. You'll have maybe a week or two of that in your pontoon boat. Same thing goes with the Twisp, and then it'll be too low for that. Be just walking time. The Methouse still a little bit high as far as it goes, as far as being super easy, but by the time people get over here, it'll probably be right on that par. I woke up this morning, as usual, checked my favorites, and that's the weather, my yoga schedule, and of course the Agni Yoga, what up? But check the stream flows, and 1890, just like our little side channel project, was the read this morning.
Okay.
1100, or really 1000, is what we've talked about in the past, being that crossable level for people that are pretty strong waders still, though. So call it 700 to 900 if you have a short end seam or have trouble getting around out there. So moral of the story, we're getting into like pretty much the prime levels, temperatures, and clarity of water. And today, boy, I went up the Twisp, had just a little bit of time to get up there, ran into that favorite hatch of mine with some drakes. And it just taught me there's a silver lining to so many things. It's like, you know, don't run away from the clouds. I was kind of thinking I better get over there before this storm I see coming gets there. But then I got under some clouds and was like, and then I just saw this smash on the surface, and I saw birds, swallows coming down, swallowing. And I thought, oh man, I wonder if that's, and then I saw a big old green drake pop off and fly overhead. And I was like, oh yeah, sweet.
Good timing.
Threw one out there, got broke off promptly by something uphill of 20 inches on the Little Twist River, wow. which is, you know, always a possibility yeah. in some yeah. spots there. Yeah. And then landed another just beautiful little cutty, that one I showed you, mm-hmm. that was maybe 16 inches or so, but just, you know, that tritone, that Rastafarian red, yellow, green. And so, yeah, you know, look for those green dairy catches coming up yeah. here, that silver lining and those drizzles that we do have coming up in the next week here. It times out just perfect as usual, that third week of June. Mm-hmm. Get a little bit of spitty weather, a little gray weather. That's just fine. Mm-hmm. I'll take that because it's my favorite hatch there too.
So. Well, yeah, yeah. Well, you had good timing. You lucked out, man.
Yeah, definitely did. You know, and so I would also let folks know, like we've been talking about, it is a drought season or a drought year this year. So look at making most of your plans in the shoulders of this summer as far as fishing the river. Maybe consider heading up into the high country and hit those high mountain lakes. That's going to be something I do if I'm not choking on the
smoke. That is what I think is a good solution to that.
Yeah. And there's a couple folks down there in the Carlton area, Steve and Jess Darwood. Mm-hmm. You know, I was raised around Jess. He's just a little bit younger than me. And they've been up in the hills here forever riding horses mm-hmm. and packing people in and there. Just super great, safe, smart, you know, woodsmen to be out there with. Couldn't be out there with better folks. I would recommend, you know, get a hold of them. I know their summer's pretty booked up, but they told me that they have a one trip with a few spots left going out to Spanish camp, like, mm-hmm. you know, the old Basque sheep herders camp yeah. out there. And you go through Remmel and Cathedral Lakes. Got some chances out there for some massive cutties and even a golden trout out there.
Are you listening, folks? That sounds like fun to me.
You can check them at CascadeWildernessOutfitters.com. You can give Steve a call at 509-322-3809. And, you know, I definitely recommend them. And I want to thank my sponsors over there at Drift Fishing and Drift Wader Co. in Bellingham and the North 40 Fly Shop in OMAC for making this here report possible. Check out the vast selection of awesome goodies over there in OMAC, or just check them out online at North40FlyShop.com. And Drift, you know, they got all that great sun clothing. They just sent me over a couple of their shirts, and they are keeping me safer from skin cancer for now. So I recommend y'all cover up. Y'all still be careful in the flow out there. Give me a call if you need a fishing tip or want to book a trip at 509-429-7298. You can send me an email at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. You can check out the blog or podcast at flyfishersproshop.com. And hey, y'all, take care of each other. Get that fish right on, baby.
I said, bet you gon' fish it all the time. Baby's gon' fish and too. Bet your life, your sweet wife gon' catch more.